here on the 11th annual Total Theater Tony Show on this Saturday. Very happy to welcome back someone who's been on a bunch of these already, because he's been doing theater-related things journalistically and photographically for many, many years now. He is a panelist for the weekly Broadway Radio Theater Discussion podcast on BroadwayStars.com. He's also, as I said, a photographer. You've seen his pictures in the New York Times, as well as a bunch of other major publications. He's Michael Portantier, and he is with us in the neighborhood once again. Welcome back, Michael!
Hey!
Well, hey to you, too. Well, let's get right to the orchestrations category, if you please. And the nominees is Christopher Austin, Don Sobieski, and Bill Elliott, all combined for An American in Paris, John Clancy from Fun Home, Larry Hockman for Something Rotten, and Rob Mathis for The Last Ship. Michael, your thoughts, please.
Well, you know, of course, the level of quality for all of these shows in the orchestrations is extremely high, as one might expect. And I think that all of them are excellent. The shows are quite different, so I suppose that one's favorite might depend mostly on the type of show that it is and the type of score. I think that Fun Home are excellent orchestrations for a much smaller orchestra than the other three shows, so that's something to take into consideration. And of course, it's hard to compare them for that reason. I loved everything about the score and the orchestrations for The Last Ship, so I would not be at all unhappy if that won. I think that was a really beautiful experience from an oral standpoint. The show unfortunately had problems in terms of the book and things like that. Something Rotten, I suppose, should get some points for the fact that there are so many little mini parodies of other shows in it, and the orchestrators had to work hard in that respect in order to get the right sound for those little parodies. Some of them are only of a few seconds long,
right, yeah.
But it's still very effective. Fun Home is a great show with an original score, as opposed to An American in Paris. I mean, this doesn't apply to orchestrations, but I think that Fun Home may well win Best Musical, and I hope it wins Best Musical over An American in Paris. And if that's the case, then I suppose that would increase the chances of John Clancy winning the award for orchestrations for Fun Home, as did the team from American in Paris.
Well, did you like the orchestrations for An American in Paris, considering there were big,
yes,
lush... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I did. Another thing I should mention is that I have a huge problem in that I feel that so many shows are over-amplified.
Well, yeah.
Way over-amplified today, and that greatly decreases my enjoyment of the orchestrations. I would say that Something Rotten, especially in the group numbers and especially at the beginning, was ridiculously over-amplified. So I realize that's not the orchestrator's fault, but it does impinge on my enjoyment of the orchestrations, as I said.
Yeah, it makes it hard to differentiate the instruments, or you're wincing at the volume of something when you want to be led into it. I totally agree.
Absolutely. American in Paris, I don't recall it being as over-amplified, so that wasn't as much of an issue. And Fun Home is not at all over-amplified. It's done very well at Circle in the Square with the small orchestra actually on stage, on one side of the stage.
Are there any egregious omissions in the category, something you would have liked to have seen?
I wouldn't say egregious, but I did note that The Visit, Larry Hockman's orchestrations for The Visit were not nominated, and I think those are excellent in themselves, and also because they really evoke a wonderful sort of kind of Candor and Ebbish cabaret sound to them of old Europe. I think he did a very good job with that, so I would have liked to have seen those recognized with a nomination as well.
Cool. We are talking with Michael Portantier, and want to ask you what your favorite play and or musical were. I guess musical would have been Fun Home, but what are your other favorite shows, and Broadway or off, this whole season?
Oh, Skylight is an excellent revival, and The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime is a wonderful new play that came from England.
Do you think that will win the Tony for Best Play?
I suspect that it will. I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Yeah, I think it's a weak category otherwise, quite honestly.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been such a great year for plays, really. And actually, there have been several really bad musicals and plays. I am very happy that Finding Neverland received no Tony nomination.
What do you have against Finding Neverland?
Oh, I just thought it was so awfully, awfully done. Very loud and coarse and witless and in poor taste and without any sense of joy and terrible storytelling, awful music and lyrics. But other than that, it was...
Now, I didn't see that, nor did I see Honeymoon in Vegas, but I do have the cast album for that, and I'm enjoying it. Do you think that should have gotten more?
That's a very, very strange thing that happened. I saw the show at Paper Mill, and almost everyone I know who saw it there, including me, thought it was going to be a huge, guaranteed hit when it came to Broadway. And then, unfortunately, they made some mistakes, including the timing of the opening, the theater where it wound up playing, which I think wasn't necessarily their initial choice. So I'm not sure why they ended up at the Nederlander, but that was a big mistake. Previewing for such a long time before opening was another mistake. And I think all of those things combined, plus, you know, who knows, maybe some other reasons that we can't figure out.
Well, you saw it both places. Did you think it was as good or almost as good on Broadway as it was at Paper Mill?
Well, I for the most part, yes. I thought that the set didn't really seem to work very well on that stage. Incredibly enough, I think that Paper Mill might have a larger stage in the Nederlander, or if not larger, just better in terms of the facilities and the lies and the wings and the layout in terms of that. I also had a very bad seat. I was right up front on the side for Honeymoon in Vegas, and the sidelines were awful because the deck of the stage was so high. So that worked against my enjoyment as well. And it's hard to say. It just seemed like they realized that it wasn't working, and the cast was maybe pushing a little too hard, and I overall did not enjoy it as much as at Paper Mill, but it's kind of hard to explain exactly why.
I think you did a pretty good job explaining exactly why. All these little things can combine, and the theater that a show is in can make a bigger difference than people imagine. And I think
and in this case, I really think it did. As I say, I can't remember the original theater definitively, but I know it was not supposed to be the Nederlander, and then something happened and it changed, so that was unfortunate.
Well, what has been fortunate is bringing Michael Portantier with his wisdom and wit back to us here in the neighborhood for this Tony Show. I wish you another great season of theater, and remember, everybody, that you can go to BroadwayStars.com, and it's every week, right? You do this podcast thing?
Yes, Peter Felicia, James Marino, and I do a podcast pretty much every week, sometimes more often, sometimes less. And we had some really great guests on it. In addition to our reviews and our theater news, we had some really great guests. We just had Betty Buckley recently.
Ooh, yeah.
And we've had Jonathan Groff, John Kander, some really, really excellent guests. So.
And let's not forget, you had Rabbi Sol Solomon on there a couple of years ago.
Yes, how could I forget?
Most important, most treasured guest that you ever had, of course.
How could I forget?
Well, we'll never forget having Michael Portantier on our Tony Shows. We thank you so much, once again, for joining us in the neighborhood.
Thank you so much, David.